Blog Talk Radio.
Melinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought, me and Sue, but that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, a solitary man, solitary man. I've had it to hear, be and where, love's a small word, a part-time thing, a paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loved me, right or wrong, weak or strong. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me the girl who'll stay and will play games behind me, I'll be what I am, a solitary man, a solitary man. Don't know that I will, but until love can find me and the girl who'll stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, a solitary man, a solitary man, solitary man.
I fucking love it. Hey, won't be can hear me. I don't know if he can. See, the thing is, I've not done this show for a while, so I'm like, as I said, Johnny Cash, solitary man, I'm here by myself. And well, I'm thinking, this will probably be the last international turmoil for a long time. Maybe the last ever show. And well, may as well have a wee drink with you people. If you want to call in, jam on, fucking call in, speak your mind about wrestler and stuff, say what you have to say, because, let's face it, you're not going to get fucking listened to on there, on the feed. You'll get a ban. Simple as that. I've been banned. I ain't going to fucking lie. I've taken a ban. I fucking fought for my right. I said what I thought was my conscience. Did they agree with me? No, they didn't. But here I am now, just talking shite. I ain't gonna fucking lie, I'm talking a lot of bullshit. But the ban, all that stuff, yeah, that was real. That really happened. Just because I spoke out about something, and the thing is, I can't fucking remember what I spoke out about. I remember now. It was a scene I made of me having this romantic idea that I could be a new revolution where I can make a new Hall of Fame. Well, that didn't turn out so good. The reason it didn't turn out so good is the little sign that they thought it was the official one, and let's face it, it's free to own. They can't really call it context when they're copyright. They just didn't like that I had an idea, and even though it was a couple of months ago, they still haven't implemented any Hall of Fame shit. And you know what? I'll happily do it again. I'll happily do it again in the next couple of days. Exact same format. Exact same picture. And if they say to me, hey, we're talking features, I'll be like, you know what? That was months ago. Go fuck yourself. Seriously, go take a flying fuck yourself. It was crazy. I was trying to do something good. But, they fucking come to skew it. Oh, you know what? I'm going to find out if I can get someone on this fucking show. Because someone on this show should be on this fucking show. But no, I'm going to be very, very sad. And I'm not happy being a sad spot, man. So if you're in the chat, hey, log in. See who you are. Talk shit to me. Come on here and call me a cunt. Right now. I'm doing the dialing thing right now. So you hear the brr, brr.
Hello.
Hi, is that Becky there yet?
No, but let me see if I can holler across there and get her to come home.
That's
just a minute.
Idea. Oh, problem. See, people, I'm cool that way. See? And also, this show isn't exactly like I see. Holy shit. Do it how you want.
Hi, she'll be here in just a minute.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Let go of my hand. Thank you.
I hate her.
Thank
you. Thank you. I totally held her. I'm destined. Let's just listen. Awesome thing. Alright, 207, you're on. Who's this? Oh, you're on.
It's 7:02. I know you've been drinking, but it's 7:02. It is true. What's happening?
Hey, is that like my favorite Bindox extra?
I'm not sure what you said, but sure.
I'm happy with that, man.
Oh, shit. It's going to be a good show. You've been drinking early. What's happening, man?
You know, son, man, I've absolutely missed you. But see, because real life is like taking a hold of me so much, I've lost a lot of things that need to be addressed.
Yeah, it's been that way with a lot of us lately, man, especially me. You know, but I'm the one that picked Saturday night, having all these damn kids and not being able to get the shows the way I'm supposed to, you know?
And then there's me taking up the whole week, talking
exactly
to everyone.
How somebody got me a damn beer?
Well, alcohol.
It's fight week, too, and I've been spending time with Pacquiao. He's nervous about the fight tomorrow, so, you know, I've been trying to hype him up and make sure he shows up to the fight.
Right. That's true. Oh, hello, Bubbles, my darling. How are you?
Hello, Archon, my sweetheart. How are you? Hi, Trudy. What's up?
Staying there chilling. No, Pacquiao, you can't get on the plane. No, you have to stay here. You signed a contract. Where are you going?
Pacquiao versus Mayweather. They've hyped it so freaking much, but here's my understanding. Second round is going to come to an end. Second round, it ends. There's not going to be any third, fourth, up to tenth round. Second round, that's
it. You know what? Unless there's an earthquake in Las Vegas, there's no way it went in second round because neither one of them has that kind of power anymore.
You think
Somebody
it's
going
to be
gone
after the...
They can't hit that hard anymore. Trust me.
Somebody will get lucky. It's not... right, I don't see it going by the fifth round. Absolutely. No chance. No way. Second round, what I'm saying, is the primary. Fifth round, the secondary.
So it won't even make it to the first round if that guy keeps trying to leave the country. What the fuck is going on?
So, where is my Illuminous brother?
He is illuminating the basement apartment right now that you stuck him in.
Because, well, I had a friend come over from Tennessee last week. I had some white lightning and some apple pie.
Some good stuff.
Yeah, I can't remember my Saturday. Must have been good stuff.
If you drink any kind of shine, no matter what it is, you're not gonna remember that day.
Well, I do remember one thing, because it had been recorded. I kind of remember being there. Myself and my friend Tim, we decided to sing Sweet Home Alabama, because, well, we're good country folk. And some stupid idiot had to ruin it by breaking their fucking arm.
Who broke their arm?
I don't fucking know. Some idiot.
Okay, I thought you might have been talking about yourself for there for a second.
That die fuck, I was singing. And it wasn't Jason either, even though he's a stupid bastard. But we were singing Sweet Home Alabama. Some prick ruined it. Then we had to change, and we started singing You Shook Me All Night Long.
So y'all went out karaoke and moonshine. That was awesome.
You haven't seen the video?
I haven't been online that much this week.
I haven't been lying at all. Never mind on or off. I haven't been lying.
Well, you know, you gave me the job of being your brother's nurse, and it's been a tough job this week. You know, he's had to go to the hospital a couple of times and have a lot of medicine. And
well, stop giving him concussions.
Well, you know, he should quit arguing with me, and I quit hitting him with that cast iron frying pan.
That works. Damn you, White. Why can you not behave like me? So, what exactly has been happening in the land of Wrestler Unstoppable?
The fuck if I know.
That's been your nightly news bulletin from Bubbles. Fuck if I know. brought to you by the sponsors of Bud Light, the Yankee beer that gets pushed down the Southerners' throat. Oh,
yeah.
Someone's decided to show up.
Who decided to show up?
Well, hello, Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, yeah. Our son showed up.
Ah,
hello, Fred. Son.
How's it going?
It's been so long since the three of us have been on.
This is true.
Yeah.
And where is my daughter and my daughter-in-law? That's what I want to know. We need them on, too.
I don't know where Raven's at right now.
Mm.
And I got no idea where Angel's at.
Probably nothing.
Yeah, so situation's normal for you. You don't know anything.
No, I don't either.
Hey, what he doesn't know about, he can't lie in court about.
Ah, very true, very true.
I'm smart that way.
Well, anyway, I am going to go grab a beer. I will be back.
Well, you better be. Try to call you for 15 minutes. Your secretary was horrible.
Well, I was signing autographs. Somebody let the fans out in the parking lot over here at the radio station, and I had to sign autographs, man.
Well, I was on the balcony taking a piss. I was on the balcony taking a piss, so that's my autograph to them.
Well, somebody did mention it was raining over there by the balcony, so.
Woohoo!
All right, I'll be right back.
All right, she's away. So, Fred.
What's up?
Fred, what the fuck's been happening in the land of Unstoppable?
No.
All right. Hey, me, I've just been AWOL. I couldn't give a damn for half the stuff that's going on in it. It bores me.
Yeah,
entertainment.
I am. I'm in the dark as to what's been going on. I went in and checked today because I seen something about they got new moves.
Yeah.
I saw that, so I went in and just looked for a second and then got right back out of it.
It must have been bullshit.
They had a couple of decent moves. It was like four. I want to say four new moves. You can now do a figure four leg lock.
Woo! That's not... I want to say... I'm going to look at the
music.
Ah, fuck.
When you kick somebody in the...
Alright, I'm going to look for some moves. Oh, you've got a super kick. I see that. They've got a super kick. That's cool.
The other one, an aerial too.
They've got T-bone suplex, which is kind of cool.
Hurricanrana, that one.
Yep, they've got the figure four leg lock.
Hurricanrana.
I don't see that anyway. Oh, yeah, I do. I see it right there. What else they got? Nothing else. Ah, that's a bunch of bullshit. Seriously, are we looking back at 90s wrestling? Get some double shooting star presses, some corkscrew off the top moonsaults. Hell, just get a kick to the fucking ball.
Shining Wizard. That's a good move.
Ah, yeah, that's a good move. I don't know who's in chat. Don't give a fuck. Honestly, I'm already like 16 minutes into my own show and I'm bored already.
I'm bored already.
I've got no excitement. Nothing's got my rile. Nothing has sparked me up. Nothing wants me to punch people in the face. I might end this at 20-minute mark. Just because, fuck it. Well, probably my last show. Maybe. Possibly.
You can say hello to your brother now.
Hey, glow-in-the-dark person. Hello.
He says hello.
I held him. Okay.
Hello, white light.
I prepared apple pie.
He's waving to everybody. He can't talk tonight.
Ah. That's probably good. But, oh, wait. He can hear me completely, can he?
Yeah, he can hear you completely.
Fantastic. I've got some joke.
He's got some jokes for you.
I need a thumbs up so I know.
Alright, he gave you a thumbs up. He's ready.
Okay, what is the difference between a mosquito and a blonde woman?
What's the difference between a mosquito and a what?
A blonde woman.
A blonde woman. Hold on, he's going to write out the answer for me.
He knows that.
The answer. Right, have you got the answer?
He's working on it.
Right.
Mosquito.
Don't tell me the answer. Just know that you've got it, okay? Let's see if it's the correct one.
Alright.
Okay. The difference between a mosquito and a blonde woman is the mosquito stops slapping after it. Hold on. Mosquito stops sucking after you slap it.
Bingo!
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. That's right. Answers.
On to joke number two. And this might be a long one. He might not need to answer this because he just needs to listen. Okay. Two sisters stay in the same room. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay, so the younger sister sleeps in the bottom bunk. The elder sister sleeps in the top bunk. One night, the elder sister brings her boyfriend home. And they get to the kissing, they get to the hugging. They get, well, they're just about to get to the hump, to the dump, to the dump. However, the older sister says to the boyfriend, I'll need to stay quiet and mask my word. So if I want you to go harder, I will say jam. If I want you to go faster, I will say mayonnaise or mayo for you American people out there. So after a little intermission, the little sister wakes up to her big sister saying, Jaminese, Jaminese, Jaminese. On which the little sister replies, stop making jam and mayonnaise sandwiches. The mayonnaise is dripping all over me.
Ew! That's just wrong.
Ta-da! Well, I could go into my kind of stereotypical jokes, but I don't think it should. I don't think it should. I don't feel comfortable doing it.
How do you make a woman scream after sex?
Punch her in the fucking throat.
No, you wipe your dick on the curtain.
Ah.
Oh, good lord.
What?
How does a blonde turn on the light after sex?
I don't know.
Opens the car door.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What does a blonde say after sex?
Are you done yet?
Uh-uh. Are you guys all on the same team?
You seem to have a problem with blondes there, Bubbles. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm a redhead, you know, I can't help it.
And I would have bust out some black jokes, but I don't want you to stab me.
don't make truth bust out some of his jokes.
We instead of a trash talk battle, we can have a joke off battle.
Oh, good lord.
Wouldn't that be interesting, folks?
A joke off?
I'm getting one from your brother. Hold on.
All right. How many women does it take to screw in a light bulb?
You may want to watch that one there.
How many does it take?
I'll tell you, it takes three. One to screw it in, the other two to fucking shout and scream about it and argue no matter what, and you'll never win about it.
Mm-mm. Okay, I'll play along. What do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
Enough.
Nothing. Nothing. You already told her twice.
Oh, good lord.
You know what, since we're going down this road, what do you call an Ethiopian with a leather jacket?
Okay, I'll play along. What do you call this?
A gear stick.
I'm sorry, a what?
A gear stick.
Yep, should have thought that coming.
Yeah. These are like old jokes, man. Bernard Manning would be proud of this stuff. Don't know who Bernard Manning is, go Google him.
Alright, what do you have with four Mexicans in quicksand?
Oh, my God. Oh, God. I don't think Blog Talk liked that joke.
Neither do I.
I didn't come up with it.
All right. What is the difference between a Mexican and Jesus?
Pronunciation?
No. Jesus doesn't have Mexicans tattooed on him.
Oh, good
Lord.
Wow. Well, damn!
I think we need to be done with this round.
We ain't finished yet. You know, someone's dying. You know, on the eighth day, God created Scotsmen so the English could have a hero. Just letting you know. Just that way, because that's funny that way. Let's find another joke. It's just because I want to go to that self-deprecating nonsense. Oh yeah, you know when global warming hits? Us Scottish people will be okay. We'll just sit in a fucking mountain saying, ha ha, look at the new English river we get to fish out of.
I didn't get it.
It's not UK, you don't get that at all. You know what, I'm thinking about one more thing. I'm going to play some clips because, well, not that I'm bored, but just because I feel bored. I play my usual.
What's the buttons?
Oh no, they installed voice recognition technology in this lift. They heard them in us.
Voice recognition technology? In a lift? In Scotland? You ever tried voice recognition technology?
No.
They don't do Scottish accents.
11.
Could you please repeat that?
11. 11. 11.
11.
Could you please repeat that?
11.
Whose idea was this? You need to try an American accent.
11. 11.
That sounds Irish, not American.
What, isn't it?
11.
Where in America is that? Dublin.
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat that?
Try an English accent, right?
11. 11.
You for the same part of England as Dick Van Dyke?
Listen, you're going smart.
Please speak slowly and clearly.
Smart ass.
11.
I'm sorry. Could you please repeat that?
11. If you don't understand the lingo, a way back came to your own country.
Ooh, is that talk now, is it? A way back to your own country?
Oh, don't start, Mr. Bleeding Heart. How can you be racist to a lift?
Please speak slowly and clearly.
11. 11. 11. 11.
They're just saying it the same way.
I'm going to keep saying it until I understand Scottish, all right? 11. 11. 11. 11.
What do you say it's anywhere, you cow?
Just off the door.
This is a voice-activated elevator. Please state which floor you would like to go to in a clear and calm manner.
Calm. Calm. Where's that coming from? Why is it telling people to be calm?
Because they knew they'd be selling us to Scottish people who'd be going up for months.
You have not selected a floor.
Aye, we have! 11!
If you would like to get out of the elevator without selecting a floor, simply say, open the doors, please.
Please? Please? Suck my wallet.
Maybe we should just say please.
I'm not begging that for nothing.
Open the doors, please.
Please. Pathetic.
Please remain calm.
Oh, you went up to that. Get up now. Just wait for it to speak.
You have not selected a floor.
Ah, you little jack cow. You don't let through these doors. I'm going to come to America. I'm going to find whatever desperate access gave you a voice. And I'm going to go in an electric chair for you.
Scotland, you bastard.
Scotland.
Scotland.
Scotland. Freedom. Freedom.
Well, there we go. What do you think of that, people? total silence.
What the fuck are what the fuck is all your guests on the end day on a fucking time delay? It's like every time you say something, it's like 10 seconds of silence.
Aye, that's what I feel, man. I'm not going to lie, dude. That's what I feel. I don't know. I thought it was because I was drinking. I was like, right, I've said that too fast. I've taken time to understand what I say. But since you've said that, I was like, fuck you, people. Fuck
it's
you.
Like we're all reporting live from Iraq and shit. And it's time glitch. Relax. We'll get it. What
yeah.
Is, what the hell?
I know. Live from Iraq, nuclear bomb is going off. 10 seconds later, I know about a skeleton. Go fuck yourself. Anyway, right. As I said before, I don't think this will be the last international turmoil, but I just wanted to come on here just to say, guys, I'm still alive. I'm still relevant. I ain't a Kardashian. I ain't going to ask you to do a fucking challenge. You're not going to suck into a shot glass and blow up your fucking lips. Oh, but no. Changing the fucking tack here. Truth, I need your cultural input here. Truth, don't do the time delay stuff.
There's that time delay I was talking about.
don't do it to me. I need your cultural input here.
Okay.
Okay, right. Celebrity sex tapes. How come...
They're fucking awesome.
Yeah. I agree they're awesome. But how come every fucking time you see it, the woman that's getting fucked becomes famous, but the guy you never hear from ever again?
Because celebrity sex tapes are just like real life porno. The guys are just extra. The women become famous, and the guys are just extras. That's how it works. He should just be happy he's getting some.
But I'm going to throw a little spanner in your mix. What if it's two gay celebrities? Like
then
a dude gets,
the
dude
bottom gets famous and the top gets forgot about.
You know what? I'm actually going to say feel dude happy with that because if you get pumped, you're on Hollywood. If you're not,
well, let's put it like this. If Brad Pitt was on camera taking a dick up the ass, right?
Yeah.
You will remember that Brad Pitt took a dick up the ass. In about a week, no one will remember who gave him the dick.
Even if it was Tom Cruise.
Yeah. No, if Tom Cruise did it, then...
Hey,
we can't
help it that Angelina's got a dildo than Brad Pitt's got a dick.
Hey, look, you know what? If it was Angelina Jolie, I had to think real hard about letting her use that. I don't know. She might adopt me, so I might let her.
Yeah. All you need to be is
like
be
broke and live in Vegas, or take a dick and live in Hollywood with Angelina. That's a tough decision.
So we actually asked this question at work. Would you rather get pumped from behind from a man for $1 million, or take a shit or have a Cleveland steamer on your chest?
Okay,
for how much?
Disgust.
I mean, I've seen people get dirty. I've seen people get dirty Sanchez's for free. So how much are we talking about getting shit on your chest about? Yeah, you know,
for free.
If it's even worth close to $1 million, for free? No.
Yeah,
for free. See, I can take the dick and then kill the dude and change my identity for $1 million. So. You know what? Hold on, Icon. That reminds me. There's a woman on the phone now and men on the phone, so I can ask this question, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Icon, if you woke up tomorrow morning and you found out that through some miracle or tragedy, however you think about it, you were the opposite sex of what you are now, what would be the first thing you would do?
I'd get a B.O.B.
I'm sorry, what?
A battery-operated boyfriend, just test that shit out.
Bugs, what would be the first thing you would do? Seriously.
Probably gonna take a pee.
That's what all women say. I'm gonna go take a piss. And most dudes say, I'll fucking kill myself. But most women say, I'm gonna go take a piss. Why?
Do
you think a piss will feel different with a dick? Is that what it is? Or you just want to stand up?
Well, okay. That's the thing you guys have got to do when you wake up in the morning. You got to go take a pee.
Well, you are fully dedicated to being a man. Go ahead, Bubs.
Well, there's a new fucking gadget where you can strap it to your flange flaps, and you can pee standing up.
I'm sorry. If I wake up tomorrow morning with a vajayjay, I'm going to the mall and flirting and having men buy me shit.
If you wake up with
Lightning would never leave his bedroom because he'd play with his own boobs.
All right. Well, truth.
That would be the second thing I would do.
And finger himself.
That's nasty.
But, truth, if you woke up with a JJ tomorrow, I would fuck with you because I'd probably have filmed with Eva for you.
You wouldn't even have a chance because if I woke up with a JJ tomorrow,
what?
I would kill myself. Immediately. Do not pass the gold. Do not collect $200. Straight blood to the brain.
You know what? Necrophilia is okay by me.
You know what? If I'm dead, you can fuck you want to.
Yeah.
You know you're
wrong.
If I'm dead, you can fuck shadow my corpse. Do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
But
okay,
you know what?
Now,
make sure I'm dead, because I'm not dead. I'm going to kill you. So make sure I'm dead.
Lightning has got a good point. Okay? Now, if you wake up as a woman, are you an ugly or pretty woman? I mean, do you still have the man's face with the 5 o'clock shadow or what?
No, your entire sex has changed. Your facial features have changed. You no longer have an Adam apples. You got a decent C cup going on. A handful of ass, not like J Lo, you know, but decent. You know what I'm saying? You have big ass monkey feet. You got like a size, you know, 7 woman's foot. You're a complete woman. Now go ahead and kill yourself. I won't blame you. No? Okay.
How do we
if he's fat, he can die. If he's skinny, he's okay. Hey!
That's fucked up. She laughed and then said, hey!
Not yet. I'm sorry.
You motherfucker, get out.
Feed him. I mean, my manager was.
Right, so how did we get into this transgender discussion?
I don't know. It's just a question.
That brings me on to a new point. Right, new point. When the fuck did transvestite get phased out for transgender?
Hey, it's just like when retarded became, you know, special. They just changed the word. That's
right, seriously, can you... Transgender
are in the middle of the change, or they have changed. Transvestite.
I'm sorry. If you woke up with a penis, and you had a penis all your life, and then you decided you wanted to mess with other penises, or you wanted to become a woman, whether you get the surgery or not, motherfucker, you're going through a change.
You are gay.
But transvestites are only ones that will wear the opposite sex clothing. They don't want to change their body. Transvestites don't want to change their body. Transgender do.
Transvestites aren't fully dedicated, is what you're saying. And transgenders are going for it. Gotcha.
Wait, so if you're a guy and wear a woman's clothes, that makes you a drag queen.
There's a joke there. I can't tell it.
Good at it.
Right. I'm kind of annoyed.
Transvestite Eddie Izzard. Drag queen, RuPaul.
No, Eddie Izzard's good.
Yeah, they both wear makeup. Fuck it.
Transvestite.
Yeah. Hey, he's not transvestite.
Like your picture show.
Yeah. How would Rocky Horror Picture Show be classed today in a PC fucking society?
He'd be classified as a cool motherfucker. Typically
there we go.
That's a cool motherfucker. I wanna go drinking with that girl.
That's your
god. Whatever the fuck it is.
Or goddess.
Whatever
or
it is.
Goddess.
I'm gonna go ahead. I wanna kick it with him. I wanna go to one of his parties.
Absolutely.
As long as me close, don't come throw on a motorcycle, I'll show up.
So
I'm showing my age now.
Well, I steal a line from Robin Williams saying good morning Vietnam, but we're all going to hell.
I'm sorry. I'm apologizing to you. I thought you was about to make a suicide joke. So never mind.
Oh no.
I'll make that Amanda Todd joke for you. Thank you very much. But I've got a question. Bob, you said we're all going to hell. I will deviate and say we're all going to Hogwarts or Azkaban because they're both fucking fictional.
No, we are not going to hell, Icon. We are not going to hell. You know why? Because God made us and he know how fucked up we are. He understands us.
No. Trev, we're not going to hell because our Staten Avenue is different to go to Ohio.
You
see, that's me doing about American jokes right now. You see that? It's funny.
I'm American, and I read something yesterday that tricked me out, and I'm going to make fun of American women. Did you know 6 out of 10 American women cannot tell you where the blood comes from when they're having their cycle? They have no fucking idea where it comes from.
Well,
they've been dealing with it since they were 14, but have no idea where it comes from.
Did anybody correlate the numbers between the women question and how many of those were blondes?
I don't know, but if I bleed once a month because I was, 12, I'm going to know exactly where the shit comes from. I will never forget. These bitches have no idea. None.
And most women don't realize they have 3 holes in the vagina.
See, now we're getting all, going into our anatomy and physiology section of the show, people.
I know. It's educational right now. Because I learned all this stuff from Orange is the New Black.
I picked one out.
I learned all this shit off YouTube.
Yeah, same. Well, no. I learned all this stuff off of RedTube. That's when those Native Americans start talking to me and stuff. RedTube, amazing program. Yes, I know from American comedy. Too bad you don't know any UK comedy. It makes me sad. So much. Anyway, guys, we've been doing this for 40 minutes, and let's face it, we're scraping the fucking barrel because we've brought out this extra too fucking early.
What does it matter? It's one of the last shows, so have fun with it. Don't worry about it.
Well,
do as long as you want.
I've had as much fun as I can take, because if it gets to it, Truth and I are just going to exchange black jokes till I feel totally embarrassed and go repent to Jesse James or something like that, or revel in Jesse Jackson.
Well, we can exchange black jokes, but we could do Scottish jokes, but, I think you guys had enough drama in life because Great Britain said they wouldn't let me all go, so
Truth, then I would just simply have to report by saying Nicola Sturgeon. Look at Ed Miliband taking on David Cameron in 1999. all you UK people, 7th of May, get voting, get those Tory bastards out, and just watch the SNP rule fucking England. You Saskatchewan bastards! Anyway, I'm going to say farewell. Alright, so, for me on the CSW's network, I've been here for 2 years. I'm on the longest running program. I am humbled.
Whoa.
You know it.
No,
what?
You don't.
What? What I
the Vicious
know.
Truth was around. The Vicious Truth was around when Swamp Dog was running CSW before Bubbles even started playing the game.
No. You said CSW. I said CSW.
What is that?
Well. Well, there's a difference here, Truth, and the difference is when Happy Hours got taken over, Shifty was still there.
Okay, alright. I knew you for. Okay, alright. You got a point there.
Right, so yeah, my point is this. You have your bastions of radio. You have your Happy Hours, excluding the Morlock. You had your Swamp Dog. You had your Shifty. Then you had the Vicious Truth, which became the most uninformed, ill-informed, degenerate, most educational, trash-talking, informative, beat you over the head with so much information, you'll get a goddamn concussion. You will forget what you fucking learned. Terrell, the
I resemble every last one of those remarks. I really do. I resemble every last one of those remarks. Yeah.
Absolutely. And here's the thing is, he's not the most ethnic diversity person on here. I take second place because I'm Scottish, and you people kind of get that. He gets it because, like, you guys are American, you've got that white guilt and all that shit, so, well, go fuck yourselves. How about if I was, I said I was Native? How about if I was Native American? How cool would that be? I would be Mick Apache. I would be Hugo Mick Apache. The fucking Scottish Native American. I would be an albino fucking Native American. I would have my own casino and my own fucking brewery. So, you know, I'd be rich and all that shit. So, fuck you.
Well,
there's that. Also, I'm a super bastard. What? He's giggling. Come on.
If I was white, I'd be fucking super rich and super famous. Because all the white people that copy black culture get super rich and super famous.
What?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I've got the same birthday as Elvis Presley, so yeah, I understand that.
Right. That's good. You know, I'm pretty sure Elvis couldn't remember his birthday. Wait, then leave Mike alone. Leave Mike alone.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I think if Truth was white, he'd have punched Shaquille O'Neal in the face. Just because.
If I was white, I would be on the actual radio.
Yeah. You'd be given the travel report every morning.
Could you imagine me on Good Morning America? Oh God, fuck Michael Strahan, I'd be right there.
Thank you,
Icon. Thank you.
Yes. Your two other American colleagues, they don't know that, but I know that. Right, people, this is what it's all about. International turmoil brings everyone together. You could be some daft wee bastard that's up in the southwest of Scotland talking with a big wig, trash talking, dreadlock wearing guy from fucking Las Vegas, and you get along. But the rest of you, you've got a lot of hate in your heart. And, this will make you fucking laugh. I remember that show you done when that dude came in, called you the N-word and said he was a Nazi, and then you told him, guess what, you lost the war like 80 years ago. I was down walking in my town, and apparently we've got a new Nazi party in my town. Okay. So I said to them, hey, that's cool. You know, I'm also a fan of people that lose. I love the minority. Just to let you know, the actual Nazi Party dissembled themselves back in the 40s. Now, I do like the hipster. Sorry, I'm burping like a maniac here. I do like the hipster stuff. I do like revival. But, see, for you stupid bastards, can we bring back capital punishment and just bring back beheadings? Because you bastards are so fucking irrelevant, the fact that you even fucking exist is a disgrace to everything we fucking stood upon. My grandfather did not go over to Germany to shoot 24 of you ugly, stupid, Aryan wannabe motherfucking mongrels because you think you're better than us. And then I started asking them simple questions like, well, where did you come from? And they were like, oh, I've got family come from France, I've got family come from fucking Germany. So I was like, okay, so you are absolutely fucking mongrels. I'm a 100% Celtic. I am 100% Celtic blood. I am pure. In their eyes, when they won an Aryan race, this dude I was talking to had blue fucking hair. How can I take a Nazi with blue fucking hair seriously? Come on. So then I started asking them about questions about God because they believe in all that Catholicism pish. And I noticed this one dude had a tattoo on his arm with the cross. I'm like, you know in the Bible, Jesus, God, and all that, does not want you wearing his stuff, because he's got the copyright on that. You're false advertising, you stupid bastard. why you got that on your arm? He's like, have you actually read the Bible? He's like, no. I'm like, maybe you should go read it and maybe understand it and don't fuck it up. Anyway, end of story. The police came along, told me to fuck off. I went away, went to the pub. They bastards disappeared. Fun day.
You want to piss off an uneducated Nazi? What you do is say, you tell them Jesus was a Jew. Watch their fucking head explode.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've seen that. This young lassie, I said to her, right, you know Jesus was born in Bethlehem. She's like, oh, where's Bethlehem? I'm like, well, I said Israel, but it's kind of like West Bank, Gaza and all that, but see, because the territory changes so much, I just said Israel as a generalization for that area. I'm like, and she went, oh, so Jesus was coloured? I'm like, well, we're all kind of coloured. I've got blue eyes, pale skin, and blonde hair, so I'm kind of mixed.
He said coloured? When did you have this conversation? Like in 1940?
No, it was like 4 days ago. 4 days ago,
colored.
I was like, yeah, wow. Jesus was colored. Here's the drawing book. Use your felt tip pen. Use your Sharpie. Make him colored. I'll make Jesus look fucking pink. I'll make Jesus look albino. And just to let you know, Jesus didn't have blonde hair. Cause that's more of a European thing. So anything that we'll just say, Jesus was European. Why are you Americans idolizing with this brown beard and brown bald hair? Jesus was an ugly motherfucker. Vanity is not a good thing in the Bible. Jesus was humble. Stop ruining him for people.
I'm glad this is one of the last shows because somebody can play into the mods right now that you're on here preaching.
You know what? I'll actually go into feed and start preaching this shit. Well, if I can still type by the end of the show, which I don't believe I have dragged the arse out of this show for the last 20 minutes, let's be fair.
Ooh.
I could have ended it.
Speaking of a green Jesus, you know, I got kicked out of third grade and sent home because I painted George Washington green. The teacher lost her fucking mind. I made him an alien, and she lost her mind.
Wait, so you looked at one of your currency bills and said, I want some of that. Let's color it then.
No, she didn't. I was born black and poor. I was born black and poor. I didn't see any paper money until I was 16. So no, I never saw. I never saw George Washington green.
You know what? I think she was being a racist because she probably thought you were doing some counterfeiting bullshit.
No.
Right now.
Well, no, she was a star-spangled dumbass is what she was.
All right. So a Bible fumbler.
I was disrespecting the country. Because I painted George Washington green. She thought I was disrespecting the country.
Okay, all right. Even though George Washington was actually British, you know? I know, people, that's blown your fucking minds right now. Believe it or not.
They knew that. They were all British. Yeah. That's what trips me out.
And you know what the bad thing is? Benedict Arnold was actually an American fucking hero. He just got sick of the bullshit of the government at the time and said, fuck it, British guys, fuck them up, I've had enough of it. Because he won so many little wars, well, little skirmishes. People don't know this shit.
They've heard it at some point, they just don't want to listen to it.
Anyway, they say history is won by the victor, but victory is run by fucking liars. It's true. And somebody's dropped. I think Bob's has dropped. Anyway, we're going to end it here. Truth. Oh, no, Truth then.
I'm
Truth
here.
No, Truth went away. I'm not happy at that. We were having a good counter flab. But
I'm listening to you.
As we say in Scotland, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window. Have a good one. I'll never forget you. But remember, you owe me a fucking pint, you cunt. But anyway, Bubs.
Yes?
Love you, darling.
And love you, too.
Fred.
Yo.
you're still alive, that's good. Anyway, this is International Turmoil. We are saying goodbye for now.
Somebody else is over here waving his hand like, hello.
All right, White Lightning, but I still prefer apple pie. And stop glowing in the goddamn dark. I can't sneak up on you. I get blinded. All right, so with that, we're going to say goodbye tonight, or this morning, or evening, or whatever the fuck you listen to this show. I can't believe you've listened this far. But we're going to leave with this, and simply after this, I'll be silenced because I'm just going to disappear somewhere. So everybody, goodbye.
Hello.
There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the hall and the bells in the steeple too. And up in the nursery an absurd little bird is popping out to say cuckoo. Regretfully they tell us, but firmly they compel us to say goodbye.